planting is well underway across the Midwest, but farmers are still grappling with dry conditions that led to lower than normal corn yields last fall. This is the third year of a near historic drought for parts of the Corn Belt. As Harvest Public Media's Grant Winter reports, producers are making adjustments as this growing season begins.
Mark Mueller climbs into his Jeep to check on his nearly 2,000 acres. The fourth-generation farmer in Bremer County, Iowa, says last year's crop was below expectations.
It was very dry last year and it was very cold.
This spring hasn't been much easier. Mueller knows the region's behind on rain.
It's not Corn Belt-wide like it was in the Dust Bowl days, but it could also develop into a Dust Bowl type thing. All it has to do is quit raining tomorrow, and we'll be pretty dry within a month.
Mueller, who's also a director with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, typically plants two-thirds corn and one-third soybeans across his field. This year, he's scaling back his corn. Northeast Iowa, where Mueller farms, was in exceptional drought after a dry fall and winter. Recent rains have lifted the area into a severe drought. Still, Dennis Toddy, director of the USDA's Midwest Climate Hub, says the area's been parched for a historically long time.
We would probably need to go back to some period in the 1950s or even some in the 1930s to compare with what we've seen in the way of longevity and amount of precipitation deficit we're dealing with.
The U.S. Drought Monitor shows significant areas of Kansas and Iowa are in severe drought, while other portions of the Great Plains, as well as Minnesota and Wisconsin, are also affected. Toddy says because precipitation has been down over the past few years, there's less moisture for corn roots to tap into.
Because of this lack of rainfall over a longer period, deeper soil moisture profiles are dry. Groundwater is, being limited in some areas.
In Wisconsin last fall, yields were better than expected, but mostly due to good soil moisture. Crop educator Sam Bibby with the University of Wisconsin Extension says they can't rely on that again this year.
If we ended up in a situation like we did last year during the summer, it would certainly be a lot worse than last year just because we are lower on that subsoil moisture.
The dry conditions are having impacts on more than corn and soybeans. In southeast Missouri, first-generation rancher August Horseman says they weren't able to raise their own hay because of the dry weather.
We were buying $108 hay. You can only buy so much of that to get by. So we actually destocked 50% of our cow herd last year.
Horseman is currently converting entire grazing fields back to native grasses to help keep subsoil moisture and his livestock's food sources stable. He recently bought 80 head of cattle. That's because Horseman is optimistic that even with dry conditions, the native plants will thrive.
So this looking like this is going to be one of our better grazing seasons, and we're still very dry.
Back in Iowa, where it's been even drier, State Extension field agronomist Terry Bossel says they'll be even more dependent on rainfall this year as the soil has virtually dried out. He says there's a lot of catching up to do.
Our 30-year average is roughly 30 inches of rain. And last year, that total was 13.8.
Totals this year are on track to meet that average rainfall after a really rainy April so far, as some parts of northeast Iowa saw nearly 5 inches of rain. Basil's still concerned the rain could let up in the late spring and early summer, but he trusts in the ingenuity of regional producers to make it through any dry spell.
You have to have some hope and things like that. Sometimes I call it faith to get everybody through. Growers are resilient, so they make it through it.
The last couple of years have proven that. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Leo Winterer.